It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And before we get too far into what's happening right now, I wanted to make a point. Yesterday's Minnesota History in 90 Seconds, they delved into the deer fly. And I listened attentively. And I thought, well, there's nothing new here. Everybody who listens to the Phenology Show already knows all of this. And I felt quite smug that I had jumped their gun and taught you all about the deer fly and the fact that, you know, the deer fly doesn't have a sucking proboscis like a mosquito. It has two knives that it runs back and forth beside one another and slashes into your flesh and then laps up the blood that comes out. And that little deer fly packs quite a wallop. So anyway, glad to be on top of those things. We won't talk much about deer flies today, except to tell you that there are some around, and I recommend that you swat them. Mm-hmm. You can also, they are somewhat attracted to blue, so if you have a something blue that you can put on top of your head and have it coated with something really sticky like this product called Tanglefoot, you can eliminate a lot of deer flies that way. Another way to keep the deer flies off of you is to put a feather in your hat. They tend to circle the highest point. I suppose that's a holdover from biting deer in the ears. I don't know, but I know that it does work to some extent. Enough about deer flies and enough brag about the things that I've been telling you over the years, but let's get to some of the things that are happening here. And Dallas Hudson over in Akeley sent along a note saying that in his neighborhood, the common milkweed was very close to flowering. It was budded and was very close to flowering, he thought, any day now. I have swamp milkweed at my house, and it has buds, but no indication of anything coming along in the way of flowers. I was out dancing in the sedges along the edge of my lake the other day, and there's this whole biome of plants that grow in amongst the sedges out in the lake edge. And among them, I found tufted loosestrife, marsh cinquefoil, might be swamp cinquefoil. There were other flowers. Oh, the little bellflower, the little swamp bellflower. Not yet blooming, but definitely crawling around amongst the blades of grass there, and scores and scores and scores of dragonflies. So it's been quite an amazing period of time, and it's a good time to go to the edge of your lake and kind of fumble around in that watery, sort of edgy kind of place and look at all the interesting things that are happening there. I saw common asparagus in flower this past week, and many of you know what asparagus looks like. For those of you who are not familiar, it's got very, very tiny leaves. It looks sort of like a giant foxtail, a giant equisetum. You know, it's going to be 4, maybe 5 feet tall, and right now it's covered with these beautiful little bell-shaped yellow flowers, and they will give way to some red fruits before too long. The common blackberry, and believe me, when you say blackberry and common, there are no common blackberries. All blackberries are hybrids, it seems. They are very difficult to identify down to species, but if you just go with blackberries, you're pretty safe. And they are in flower. They are probably at their peak of bloom right now. So those shrubby, big five-petaled white flowers. The flowers are at least an inch, maybe an inch and a half across, and they are really, really at their peak of bloom. Now, if you are not sure whether or not it is a blackberry, The difference between the blackberry and the raspberry, well, besides this big white flower that you see on the blackberry, is in the stem. And the blackberry has thorns, true, sharp, hard-driving thorns, the kind of thorns that can grab your clothing, the kind of thorns that, you know, a careless move in a blackberry patch will result in blood. Whereas the raspberry has a kind of a, it has thorns, but it's more like fuzz. It's not really pokey unless you come straight at it and you get the wrong angle on it, and then maybe it'll poke you a little bit. But believe me, the difference between blackberries and raspberries is marked, and you will know the difference. I used to laughingly say that if you grabbed a raspberry by the bottom of the stalk and dragged your hand up the stalk to the end and looked at your hand, it would be red and sort of irritated. But if you did the same thing to blackberry, your hand would be shredded and bleeding. So if you are of that nature and you want to assess the difference between raspberries and blackberries, why, by all means, go ahead. I recommend iodine or mercurochrome for the cuts rendered by the blackberry. That will reinforce the lesson that you needn't do that twice. Tall meadow rue is flowering. Tall meadow rue is a kind of an interesting plant. It can grow. I've got some in my yard that are almost 6 feet tall right now. And they have these thousands of tiny white flowers that have these dangly little parts to them. And they look like, if you look closely at a single flower, you'll think kind of like a chandelier. But they're sort of just off-white, kind of a creamy white color. And as you're driving along, what you're going to see is just this tall plant with a crowd of sort of pale, creamy white flowers at the top. Now, you don't want to mistake the tall meadow rue, not that it matters, but there is another tall plant out there right now that is also blooming, and that is cow parsnip. And cow parsnip has leaves as big as your hand and sort of maple-like, lots of lobes, big sharp lobes on those leaves. And the flowers of the cow parsnip, and they are blooming right now, the flowers are about as big as a pie, and they are white. And if you get up close, you'll see that it is also a cluster of white flowers like the tall meadow rue, but the tall meadow rue sort of, the flowers kind of hang down with these dangly parts, and on the cow parsnip, the flowers are all upright, pointing to the sun, and there are no dangly parts on them. They are quite compact, and the cow parsnip is pure white as opposed to the sort of creamy white of the tall meadow rue. But worthwhile to get out and check those out. Smooth rose is probably at its peak of bloom. The smooth rose is that little pink rose that's pretty common around the area. And the reason it's called smooth rose is if you go out to the end of the branch where the flowers are and feel the stem that supports the last group of leaves and the flowers, you'll see that there are no prickers on it. But if you go further back down the plant, you're going to find plenty of prickers. But that gives it the name smooth rose. Bush honeysuckle is blooming. This one's kind of a borderline one. It's a somewhat invasive in that once it establishes itself, it will do everything it can to monopolize the area. And it's beginning to bloom. It was 9 days late, so I'm not sure if that's still indicative of a late spring or not. I saw a monarch butterfly this past week, one out on the roads and one by my house. I hadn't seen one in a little while, and I wondered, I don't know for sure, maybe some of you are more attentive to this than I, but I wondered if this might be the first monarch from an egg laid by a migratory monarch, the monarch that arrived here around the 1st of May. That would coincide with enough time for that to happen. So there are some monarch butterflies coming around, and they will be flying about, and then they will lay their eggs and die, and that group then will hatch out in August or September, and those are the ones that will migrate back to Mexico. Curled dock is blooming, and it is, it's got these really odd flowers that are as green as the stem itself, and so they're really hard to kind of pick out, although when you look at them, they look kind of flaky, and they are quite, they're noticeable if you're looking at the curled dock plant. Roundleaf dogwoods and nanny berries are blooming in the woods. These are shrubs. The roundleaf dogwoods can get fairly high, and they are probably, the roundleaf dogwoods are probably approaching their peak. The nanny berries are kind of coming to the end of their bloom. Let's see. They are, the thimbleberry. Thimbleberry doesn't grow everywhere in Itasca County, but it does grow a little bit here. Here and there, there are some little patches of thimbleberry. They have a five-petaled white flower that you might mistake for a blackberry, but not so likely because the petals are much broader and flatter and the flower looks more complete. The blackberry looks like five separate spikes sticking out of the center of this flower, and the thimbleberry looks like one big white flower. So, and the thimbleberry has big maple-like leaves as well. So thimbleberry is really common along the North Shore. So if you run into it there, you will recognize it, and it's quite uncommon this far away from the lake. Another plant that is kind of easy to see right now and grows along the edges of roads is a squirrel tail grass or foxtail barley. Horridium jubatum is the scientific name. It has these long flowing awns that when you see it now, they're kind of silvery green. They might be tinged with a little purple or pink, and they grow in big clusters. They tolerate a lot of salt in the soil, and so they're becoming quite common along the edges of roads because they will tolerate the salt that gets put on roads in the summer or in the wintertime to break up the ice. So squirrel tail grass is becoming much more common than it once was. It's usually in boggy, swampy areas. We used to find it when we were kids down along the edges of the pond that we live near. And we would play in it and play with it, but at some point that flower is going to become seeds. And when it becomes seeds, the grass becomes a real nuisance because those seeds all have these barbed points on them that can embed themselves into, think of a cow eating. It can get stuck in her nose, can get stuck in her eye. There is some literature that suggests that some animals may have suffered blindness as a result of trying to eat among the squirrel-tailed grass. I have no feelings one way or the other because I'm not trying to raise cows. But if you are out driving along today and along the edges of the roads, you see these kind of light green, sort of silvery-looking patches of grasses, those are probably the squirrel-tailed grass. I was out on the lake the other day. The white water lilies, the fragrant water lilies are blooming. Spreading dogbane began to bloom, and it is 9 days late. And this was on the 29th I saw my first flowers on the spreading dogbane. They have a cluster of small white flowers with pink stripes inside, and they're very, very popular with moths and butterflies. The tanuchid, Virginia tanuchid moth is really common on the spreading dogbane. I mentioned cow parsnip. Wild parsnip is blooming as well. We saw a lot of wild parsnip last week, and that is a tall yellow flowered plant and one that increases your skin's sensitivity to sunlight. So if you brush up against it, that area of your body where it touches you is probably going to get sunburned. Up in the bog where I work, up in the heated chambers, there are ripe blueberries. That means it's about 4 to 5 weeks from there being white blueberry or ripe blueberries outside the bogs, outside those heated chambers. So, and it looks like a pretty good year. I've been seeing lots of young green blueberries, so it may be that they'll actually produce some fruit this year. Thimbleweed is blooming. Thimbleweed is another anemone. We have the windflower, the wood anemone, the early one. Then we have the Canada anemone, big clusters of five-petaled white flowers growing along the edges of roads. And now we have thimbleweed. And thimbleweed is more in sort of singular. You'll see one here, and then somewhere else you'll see another. But they all of them have the same habit, and that is they have a whorl of leaves. And then they have a stalk that comes up from that whorl, and on that stalk is where you'll find the flower, and that's what we're seeing right now. I saw a painted turtle last night laying eggs, and I wondered, could this be the last one? We'll have to wait and see. And finally, I saw my first hedge bindweed, and the hedge bindweed looks like, well, everybody who sees it is going to say, oh, the morning glories are in bloom. Well, bindweed and morning glory look almost identical, but the bindweed is has a different kind of a leaf. So if you're being technical about it, the hedge bindweed is blooming and morning glory is pretty uncommon in this part of the state. So that's the Phenology Show for this week. As always, if you have comments, questions, or observations you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you.